Hey guys, Will Durst here to express my amazement at the quality of endorsements Mitt Romney is already racking up. Oh my god, the wild enthusiasm makes Tepid sound like a crazed bellow. Somebody better warn NASA because we are approaching new heights of apathy here. George W. Bush made his momentous announcement by saying, "I'm for Mitt Romney," to an ABC News crew as the elevator doors were closing on him. Rick Santorum got around to mentioning his ringing endorsement 13 paragraphs into a 16-paragraph email to supporters that he sent out at midnight. And these are Romney's Republican buddies. You'd think their families were being held at gunpoint or something. It's been like that ever since he became the presumptive nominee. People are coming out of the woodwork with the same kind of frenzy 9-year-old girls have for Haggis-flavored ice cream studded with pickle chips. Here's some other passionate testimonials we can expect to hear over the coming weeks. Mitt Romney, hey, we could do worse. Mitt Romney, well, we had to go with somebody, didn't we? Mitt Romney, only 2 of his 5 sons think he's a soulless cyborg. Not the brainwashed Romney, that was his dad. Mitt Romney, he may be out of touch with the mainstream, but he sure looks pretty good tanning on the embankment. Mitt Romney survived the mean streets of Bloomfield Hills. He's no John McCain. Mormons are sort of like Christians, aren't they? Mitt Romney, not that bad when you consider the alternatives. Mitt Romney hasn't strapped a dog to the roof of his car in over 28 years. Mitt Romney, he's got gas money. Mitt Romney, a man who feels strongly about both sides of many issues. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.